Hey, everybody, it's in the Charlie Kirk Show. 1892. What do those two elections tell us about 2024? Well, we have some excellent news to share for you today, and I want to build it out for you. Some excellent news about Michigan. Excellent news about what is happening on the ground in the beautiful state of Michigan. RFK is on the ballot, and more. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. As always, you could become a member to ask me questions directly or listen to all of our episodes. It's members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. We have some great news to share today. There's things happening. That's right. This week has been... It's been a tough week, and yeah, we're going to get into the Speaker Johnson thing, and we're going to get into the motion to vacate and all that, but it's time that we talk about some positive momentum in the state of Michigan. We've been talking about how Michigan is bubbling up as a new battleground state, but first, I want to take a step back. In this country, it's a bit unusual compared to most countries in how we do elections. We consistently have just two major parties, and almost all ideological debates get compressed into factions of these two parties. This is not the case in most Western countries. In Canada, for example, there are three major national parties: Conservatives, Liberals, and the new Democratic Party. There's also a regional Quebec party. In fact, when Justin Trudeau recently got reelected as prime minister, he got 38% of the vote, a plurality, not a majority. In Britain, they have Conservatives, Labour, Liberal Democrats, and a whole bunch of regional parties. In Germany, they have Christian Democrats, Social Democrats, Free Democrats, the Greens, the Alternative for Germany. Israel has so many parties we can barely even count them. One upshot of this is that Europe is actually less left-wing than it might otherwise be. Why? Because you can actually win an election with less than a majority. In 2019, the British Conservatives won a major majority in Parliament, but they actually won just 43% of the vote. That was enough. Last year, as you might remember, in the Netherlands, Geert Wilders' right-wing Party for Freedom got only 24% of the vote. That was enough to make them the largest party. So right there, you see, before we come to America, in all these other countries, conservatives are able to punch above their weight because of fracturing the vote. In 2016, when Donald Trump won the presidency, there were six candidates on the ballot. There was Green Party Jill Stein. There was Libertarian. There was Independent Party candidates. A lesser reported fact was that in the 2020 election, there were no other candidates on the ballot. It was Trump v. Biden. To take another page out of Europe, the Democrats and Joe Biden and Mark Elias and Barack Obama, they created the 2020 election to effectively be a vote of no confidence against Donald Trump. And despite all that, Donald Trump still only fell 41,000 ballots short in Arizona, Wisconsin, and Georgia. Now, the state of America is that we have a very fractured political landscape, and we wedge them into these two parties. We force them into two parties. We create coalitions before elections. The parliamentary system does the opposite. They create coalitions after elections. I am told time and time again by younger voters, Charlie, I'm going to vote third party. Why do I have to just choose between two parties? And that is why on this program, we've been waiting and waiting to see how that is going to manifest. To be honest, the pride, the hubris, and the cockiness that Joe Biden has that he's going to be able to bring every left-leaning person to fit within the Democrat Party, I think he is mistaken. If I were to isolate the error that Joe Biden and his campaign are currently making, it's that they believe that every single person who doesn't like Trump will automatically vote for Joe Biden. 2024 is not 2020 because they might not like Trump, but they also certainly don't have strong opinions about Joe Biden. We received some monumental news this morning. Monumental. We've been waiting. We've been monitoring to see if this was going to manifest. And breaking news this morning. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will appear on Michigan's presidential ballot this fall after the Natural Law Party. By the way, I love the name of that party. Natural Law Party, that's a speech for a different time. Nominated him to be the party's candidate his campaign announced Thursday. A spokesperson for the Michigan Secretary of State's office confirmed to the Free Press Kennedy qualified for the ballot after receiving the party's nomination and filing the necessary documents. Kennedy will appear alongside his running mate, Nicole Shanahan, far left winger. According to his campaign, Michigan is the eighth state in which Kennedy has secured ballot access. His campaign has scheduled an event Sunday evening, in Royal Oak to celebrate getting on Michigan's ballot. Michigan is right within the margin of error. Donald Trump remains popular in the muscular class with the United Auto Workers in Detroit. Young people are defecting in record numbers from the Democrat Party, and young men especially are supportive of Trump. So in East Lansing at Michigan State University, in Ann Arbor, University of Michigan, you're going to see a little bit of movement in Donald Trump's direction. And you couple that with RFK Jr. being on the ballot, Michigan is now officially a battleground state that it's always been a battleground state, but it's now officially one that we have to really play in and go all in on. And this morning, that's why we're proud to announce at Turning Point Action, we are officially now going to be hiring an entire class of ballot chasers in the state of Michigan with this breaking news. And I am not doing this without data. This morning, a new Fox News poll that shows when RFK is factored in, RFK gets 9% of the vote in the state of Michigan. Joe Biden gets 40% of the vote in the state of Michigan. And Donald Trump gets 42% of the vote. And that does not factor in the other, now fourth party candidate. Again, this is becoming more and more like a European style election. This is no longer binary Republican v. Democrat, Trump v. Biden. No, this feels as if it's a German election, a Dutch election. This is much closer to who can get to 42 or 43%, because we can't forget that there is another raging lunatic running for the presidency who very well might get on the ballot in Michigan. And his biggest issue is the war in Gaza. Remember, there's over 250,000 voters, Muslim voters in the state of Michigan, and probably another 100 to 200,000 that are sympathetic to the Arab Muslim cause in the state of Michigan. A massive and significant voting block, both in Flint, Michigan and Dearborn, Michigan. I'm talking, of course, about Cornel West and his new running mate, Malina Abdullah. Malina Abdullah, just by the name, will be easy for Muslims to vote for. A name like Abdullah or someone like Joe Biden, who they believe has partnered up and cozied up with Israel, the apartheid state. Play cut 142.
Should Hamas immediately release all of the hostages in exchange for a ceasefire that is desperately needed by the people of Gaza?
No, well, we've got to look at the situation from the vantage point of the least of these. The 25th chapter of Matthew, there's 15,000 Palestinian children who've been murdered.
If Hamas would release all the hostages in their possession immediately, should they not do that?
No, the IDF is not gonna cease fire just for releasing.
Look at Dr. West, it does sound like you will not say that if Hamas were to just release the hostages in exchange for a ceasefire, that they should do that.
No,
do you believe that they should do that?
One, I'm saying that Netanyahu is not trustworthy.
He refuses to answer. He is going right after the Palestinian Muslim vote. West Abdullah, Kennedy Shanahan, you're witnessing the creation of an unprecedented presidential election where a plurality, not a majority, can get you to victory. Similar to how Trudeau won in Canada and similar to the 1992 presidential election that we have mentioned before. And it's time for us to go all in on the beautiful state of Michigan.
You all know how your tax dollars have been used to push progressive politics in public schools, while math and English scores decline. For years, America's biggest asset managers have been doing the same thing, using your retirement savings to push their politics, their DEI and ESG agenda, without your consent and at your expense. There's an alternative. At Strive, we put shareholders first. Maximizing your returns is our only agenda. To learn more, visit strive.com now. That's strive.com.
How many of you know the 1884 presidential election and the 1888 presidential election and the 1892 presidential election? In 1884, Grover Cleveland won the presidency. He won the presidency, mind you, with a plurality, not a majority of the votes. In 1888, Grover Cleveland was then displaced. Understand, Grover Cleveland was a lot like Donald Trump. While Cleveland was a Democrat, he had many features in common with President Trump. Like Trump, he was a surprise national figure. In the fall of 1881, Cleveland was simply a prominent lawyer in Buffalo, New York. But after a whirlwind stint as a mayor of Buffalo and governor of New York, just 3 years later, Cleveland was president-elect. Just like Trump, he rocked to the top because voters were frustrated with corruption in both major political parties. And just like Trump, his foreign policy emphasized non-interventionism. Just like Trump, Cleveland lost a nail-biter election in 1888 to Republican Benjamin Harrison. But the story gets even better. Because Grover Cleveland did not give up. Grover Cleveland did not back down. Even as Cleveland moved out of the White House the following spring, his wife supposedly told the staffer to take good care of all the building's furniture because, quote, I want everything just as it is for when we come back 4 years from now. It was a bold boast, but it came true. Just like Trump, there was little doubt that Cleveland would be the party's champion again 4 years later. He romped to a win at the first ballot at the 1892 nominating convention, and just like Biden, meanwhile, President Harrison suffered from surging prices and a divided party. The 1892 election, just like this year's, had a formidable populist third-party candidate, Jave Weaver, of the literal populist party. And if you look at the results of the 1892 presidential election, it is eerily similar to the presidential election of 1992, 100 years apart. Grover Cleveland's third election was much stronger than either of his first two. In 1884, Cleveland had won 20 states with 219 electoral votes. 8 years later, he won 23 states with more than 277. The same way that you have RFK that's hovering around 10%, 12%, in that 1892 presidential election where Grover Cleveland won back the White House, the only president in U.S. history to serve non-consecutive terms. Sound familiar? James Weaver, a populist, won 5 states, won 22 electoral votes, 1 million total votes, and carried 8.5% of the vote. in 1892 was the only other rematch we've had where both candidates had been president. So the comparison was simple. Whose term was better? And that is exactly what we're living through in 2024. People say this is unprecedented, and we say, actually, there is precedent. It's unprecedented, the lawfare that they're launching against Trump. So what does the polling say? Easy. Trump is better, and because of how Joe Biden and or Benjamin Harrison have been unable to govern the country, candidates like RFK, Jill Stein, Cornel West are ascendant. Grover Cleveland won in the 1892 presidential election because candidates were able to compare memories, data, facts, and figures from four independent terms that were served next to each other. In all of American history, that has never happened until now. The 1892 presidential election and the 2024 presidential election are the only two where voters can say, these 4 years. I was asked recently at a donor event in Palm Springs, Charlie, what should Trump run on? It's very simple. It's, my fellow Americans, I want you to compare the 4 years I was president. There was less war, you were richer, and the country was more stable. Done. Even people who hate Trump, including some of the attendees at this event that I was at, raising money for Turning Point, who are not Trump fans, but they still enjoyed Turning Point and they enjoyed the dialogue. They were wonderful people. They said, Charlie, I do agree. Under Trump, there was less war and more peace. People were richer and I was richer and the economy was better. And number three, of course, the country is more stable. The third party surge coupled with independent observation of which 4 years, you can see why the Democrats are freaking out. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229, or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the preborn banner. Also, save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor to this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner. Without getting into too many private details, I'm going to just make this a short but exciting update. Feeling very good about what's happening in Nebraska. The governor is a terrific man and a great leader, and I'm feeling bullish. And the vibe on the ground is very good. I don't want to disclose any private conversations here, but the governor, I have full expectation that he's going to bring this across the finish line in partner with the unicameral there in Lincoln. So I'm not going to share any more than that, except feeling good. And we really believe that the Nebraska Republicans are ready to be heroes, and they will be celebrated by millions of people. So stay in prayer, stay encouraging. The trend is really good right now on the ground, and I have no reason to believe that this is stopping. And so great credit to the governor and his team and to the members of the unicameral that keep on moving this forward. And we're going to keep a close eye on this, and I think they're ready to step up and be heroes. The great state of Nebraska. So as I mentioned, at Turning Point Action, I literally authorized this morning. I was up super early prepping for the show, and I was going through all the Michigan data polling, all the polling data from Michigan. And RFK on the ballot, and I called Tyler very early. And I said, what do we got in Michigan? He said, well, as you know, we have a plan. We haven't pulled the trigger on it. We have to raise the money to get the ballot chasers in Michigan. I said, just do it. I'll figure it out. I said, we'll go raise the money. Just get it done. And we have a big donor event coming up next weekend in beautiful Santa Barbara. We have 300 of our top donors. They're unbelievable patriots that are coming out. I'm sure that we'll be able to figure out the resources for that. And so I said, Tyler, get it done. We're running out of time. So as of this morning, Turning Point Action, we are now active, on the ground in Michigan, hiring up. It won't be as much as Wisconsin out of the gate unless we're able to raise the capital. And I feel so bullish of our ability to make a significant difference in the state of Michigan because of how Camelot is acting. This is all synchronized. RFK gets on the ballot, and as this has been happening, the entire Kennedy family, Camelot, is now deployed on a media circuit telling people, don't vote for RFK, don't vote for RFK, don't vote for my brother, don't vote for my uncle. So I see how the bad guys are reacting to Kennedy. That means their internal polling is showing them exactly what we're feeling on the ground. There is panic in the Democrat ranks. You couple that with Cornel West and Miss Abdullah talking about not releasing Gaza hostages. Jill Stein is going to be on the ballot for all of those wonderful environmentalists, earth worshippers in Michigan. Our hypothesis is proving correct. This is more and more like a European parliamentary type election where it is about pluralities, not majorities. And again, there have been American elections that have been like this. The 1992 presidential election, the 1892 presidential election. Here's one example of many, and I want to play them, of how the Kennedy family has now been dispatched. Barack Obama, Mark Elias, David Axelrod, all the smart people in the Democrat Party, they are now deploying RFK's blood to try and slow down his momentum because they know RFK is peeling far more from Democrats than he is from Republicans. Play cut 146.
My name is Joe Kennedy.
I'm Carrie Kennedy.
Troy Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy Townsend.
Chris Kennedy.
And I'm here to proudly endorse Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Our future is on the ballot in a way in which we haven't seen in generations.
The only way to win this election is for everybody to go out and vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
First of all, whoever decides to make videos like that, where they all fill in each other's sentences, it is so overdone. It is so Hollywood. Hi. I'm. It just is. It is very cliche, Kennedys. But it doesn't stop there. This is, I want to play the sequence of tape. This is Carrie Kennedy, the sister of Bobby Kennedy, who is saying that Trump is the most anti-democratic president in history, spewing dangerous conspiracy theories on climate, vaccines, windmills, and voter fraud. Play cut 144.
As Donald Trump proudly brags about overturning Roe v. Wade, rolling back the clock 50 years to when women couldn't make our own health care decisions, President Biden is fighting to get our freedoms back. Make no mistake, all these rights and freedoms are on the ballot in November. He is the most anti-democratic president in American history. President Trump spews dangerous conspiracy theories on climate change, vaccines, windmills, and voter fraud.
Okay, now you know RFK is now getting to them. And I just want to say, we had RFK here on this program, and I encourage all of you to watch that interview. Can we make sure that is findable on charliekirk.com? He's a liberal. He is a liberal. And I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but he is a man of courage. You can't. It's not easy to have your family to go up and to talk about you that way and to basically say we have to defeat my brother and. But he's still running because I think RFK is a true believer in a more sensible liberal Democrat. Again, I think that RFK is a radical environmentalist. He is radical on the courts. But RFK on certain issues, I think he is repulsed by the authoritarian tilt of the Democrat Party. Play cut 145.
He said he will be a dictator on day one. Even saying he wants to suspend the Constitution so he can go after his enemies, after his critics, after the press. He is running to use his power to punish his enemies, silence his opponents, and incite more chaos, division, and political violence with his extreme agenda.
And his extreme agenda. Remember, Kerry Kennedy was married to Andrew Cuomo, just as a fun little side note there. Why are they being deployed and dispatched? Because RFK is positioned to be a Ross Perot, James B. Weaver type. Peel off just enough. Peel off just enough. And you couple that with actual data and polling that demonstrates the more candidates running, the better Donald Trump does. And we saw this for quite some time, which is now we are doubling and tripling down on our investment in Michigan. You see this event that we have behind us, the People's Convention? You know where we're hosting that event? Downtown Detroit, Michigan. We need every single one of you to get your tickets right now and to show up in big numbers. The Motor City, the forgotten city, the city that used to have one of the highest per capita median incomes in the country. You know where those zip codes are now? They're around Washington, D.C. The wealthiest counties in America used to be around our industrial base. Now the wealthiest counties in America are around the imperial capital, the kingdom of Washington, D.C. And Detroit remembers when they were once a great city, and they want to be a great city again, and they can be a great city again. And make no mistake, Donald Trump is doing better with black voters. He's doing better with younger voters. Democrats are doing worse with Muslim voters. And then you bring this RFK equation in. At the very least, the emphasis on Michigan that we are going to do from Turning Point Action, having this big event with Trump, at the very minimum, it makes Joe Biden now have to spread out his turf. And then coupled with the bullish trend in Nebraska, someone's going to have to go campaign in Nevada. In fact, I feel so good about where Nebraska is headed, we might have to start standing up some operation in Nevada, at least in Clark County. See, Nevada is really just two counties. It's Clark and Washoe County. It's the whole state. And then some rural Elko, but harder to ballot chase in those areas. And you win Washoe County, you can win the entire state. If you do good enough in Clark and lose by less in Clark, and if you win by one vote in Washoe, you can win the entire state. It's possible. And then you could also flip a Senate seat, by the way. With Jackie Rosen is very, very beatable there. And not to mention Hispanics that are moving in the Republican conservative Trump direction. And I just have to, do we have the full tape here of all the Kennedys? I have never seen so many trust fund babies with low vitamin D counts as this montage. I got to play this again. These people have not worked a day in their life. They're recipients of the machinery and the billion-dollar trusts that were configured by Joseph P. Kennedy, a very bad bootlegger. Just listen, this is the whole... You want to see a face of the American oligarchy? Do you want to see a face of the elite, the Harvard class? This, they're screaming at you here, telling you, stop your little defections, vote for Joe Biden. Oh, this should just fire you up that we are over the target, that Trump is over the target. Play cut 147.
My name is Joe Kennedy.
I'm Kerry Kennedy.
I'm Rory Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy Townsend.
Chris Kennedy.
And I'm here to proudly endorse Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Our future is on the ballot in a way in which we haven't seen in generations.
The only way to win this election is for everybody to go out and vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
When I think of modern politicians in our country in this century, I think Joe Biden is the RFK of his generation.
Believes in democracy, believes in human rights, believes in the freedoms.
This is a president who embodies the Kennedy legacy.
Yeah, not RFK. Joe Biden does. This is so forced. It's like a hostage video. You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly onto you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, and some of you may not even know about it. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, their premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425 today. That is promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. We are now engaging on the TikTok terrain, and apparently we're very popular, right, Ryan? I get all these reports that how many TikTok views do we get a day? Millions. I'm told millions and millions of people are watching this. And so Ryan just sent me all the TikTok data. Again, I'm not a huge fan of TikTok, but TikTok is the mail-in ballots of social media. It's either you're going to use what is in front of us to win and to try to convince a generation around our value system, or we're just going to complain and lose. So Ryan sends me all this demographic data on TikTok. Not surprising. You know, we have 69% of people that watch us on TikTok are men. Not surprising. Our biggest demographic is ages 25 to 34, followed by 35 to 44, and then 18 to 24. So it's right in that Gen Z millennial. How many views do we have? Oh, 106 million views in the last 20 days on TikTok, which I'm told is very good. Again, I'm new to TikTok. I know Instagram pretty well. By the way, we just hit 3 million followers on Instagram. Good job, Daisy. Good job, Daisy and Emma. Done a great job in the whole team. Daisy and Emma. 3 million followers on Instagram. I know Twitter very well, or X. Facebook, I know. YouTube, I'm learning. Ryan does great on YouTube. We had 50 million views on TikTok just last week. Now, part of the data that we're analyzing here on the TikTok is quite interesting, because it shows that our biggest demographic are men, ages, you know, 18 to 40. And in the cities are quite interesting. The cities are Houston, Chicago, Atlanta. And the Chicago, Atlanta one is very interesting, because if you have young men that are watching you in Chicago, Atlanta, that means you have a fair amount, and you can see this in the comments, of Black and Hispanic men. And I know this to be true. I know in the, first of all, the comment section from people that stop us on the street, from people that attend our turning point events, from people that get involved with Blexit, there's a growing number of amazing Black and Hispanic patriots that are behind the work we're doing at Turning Point USA and believe in our value system and are sick of what they are seeing. A very influential person in Black America is Stephen A. Smith. I rarely agree with him on politics. I think he's always interesting and entertaining. I like how intense he is. I mean, I love sports, especially college football. Stephen A. Smith now has his own program where he does venture into the political lane. And this is a powerful piece of tape. I want to play the thing. I want to play it in its entirety. Play cut 136.
When I think about Donald Trump, I think about this case in New York. I mean, I'm looking at the Democrats right now. And again, primarily, I have voted Democrat throughout my life, but I'm utterly disgusted with what I'm seeing, because it seems to me that they're trying to use the law and the courts. They've clearly politicized this thing with Donald Trump because they can't come up with a strategy to offset the momentum he's clearly gained. In at least five polls, he's up. He's up in the polls over Biden, at least five polls that I counted. That's the reality of the situation. Despite the counts against them, the indictments against them, being impeached twice and all of this other stuff, he is the presumptive GOP nominee. And you don't seem to have the issues in your favor, you believe. So because of that, you're going to manipulate the system as best as you possibly can to avoid him possibly running for re-election again. That appears to be their strategy, but I'm here to tell you, it's not working.
I'm telling you, Black and Hispanic men, we want to tie it all together. We want to complete the circle. Michigan, Wisconsin. You might say, Charlie, what about Georgia? I don't want to get too cocky, but I feel very good about Georgia. Donald Trump is up anywhere between 4 to 10 points in every Georgia poll. We are out-registering Georgia voters. Josh McCoon does a great job as Georgia State Party Chair. He's terrific. I don't want to say that we're 100% going to win Georgia, but I'm feeling very good about Georgia. Arizona is going to be a knife fight. Arizona, that's a whole different show for a different time, different program. And by the way, we got to make sure Carrie Lake becomes senator, not just Donald Trump gets the electoral votes. that the attention, the focus, the energy, the intensity is blue wall, blue wall, blue wall, blue wall. Wisconsin, Michigan. Wisconsin, Michigan. Wisconsin, Michigan. Axelrod and James Carville have been sounding the alarm. Remember, Trump is not a typical candidate. This is a bottom-up populist movement. And with a buffet line of choices and multiple candidates and this trending towards a plurality wins, not a majority wins, coupled with the fact that there's nothing more they can throw at Trump. He's literally standing trial for a felony and his numbers don't go down. We chase ballots. We register voters. We put the work in. We're going to have a shot at saving this country. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.